The reason for his sort of undertaking of this, again, like relatively like colonial position in the Bahamas was, you know, there were multitudinous. There were the favorable tax rates, the fact that there are no campaign finance laws, that you can just, yeah, buy politicians. Yep. But also the fact that much of their legal system is a greenfield, which means he was able to effectively write their stem cell research law, which came into effect after the election, I believe in 2014, and affected the start of Nygaard Biotech, a firm that he launched. This is from Nygaard Biotech's website. "Next year is a big year for the Bahamas," Peter Nygaard said as he made an address during the recent Killarney Christmas service presented by the Commonwealth Humanity United Global Project. "This is very good for the Bahamas, the whole country, and for your health as Bahamanians." Nygaard, who is one of the world's pivotal and strategic business moguls, involved in the science of stem cells and reverse aging, saluted Prime Minister Perry Christie and the government during his address for enacting revolutionary stem cell legislation in 2013. And according to Nygaard, again, this is, I added this again just to remind you, in addition to everything, he's also an annoying guy. And according to Nygaard, Bahamanians seem to have a healthy youth, but aging sets in and the people in their the health of the people in their 50s and 60s seems to deteriorate. The fashion designer said the record shows that Bahamanians go from a healthy youth to a health challenged midlife because of poor dietary habits, and promise to assist the country in getting everyone onto a good diet. Man, fuck this. Number one, fuck off. Shut up.
Yeah.
I find the whole, like, I'm going to be the paternalistic figure who makes sure you eat a fucking apple, extremely annoying and patronizing. And I hate
again,
it.
It's like fucking colonialism.
Tropical climates?
Yeah.
No.
Anyway, so
isn't it like star fruit and stuff? Kiwis?
I'm gonna make sure you eat whatever's around.
I don't know what star fruit is. That's like, there's a lot of fruits like that. Dragon fruit, star fruit. I don't know what that is.
What do you mean? It's a fruit. Yeah. Tropical fruit.
Tropical fruit. I know it's a fruit, but
you know what?
What's it look like?
You should eat a little outside your comfort
fruit?
Zone.
Yeah.
Try some new cuisines. Embrace other cultures.
Go down to the Chinatown produce market there, buddy.
Yeah.
I think
it's... Are these Chinese now? I thought they were tropical.
You know, just you can get whatever.
Yeah, they sell them.
So, Dan, you've been particularly, you might say, hypnotized by a video that was released by Peter Nygaard, effectively scrubbed from the entire internet, actually very effectively, and not in a way that we could find in the Wayback Machine to use for this episode, like we did with Nygaard Biotech. But it was...
I did dig it up.
You did dig it up. Can you tell us a little bit about what happened?
Well, I could tell you that it was uploaded by Perry Christie, and it's the only video this account has uploaded.
Perry Christie, the PM of the Bahamas, has uploaded a video to 30 views.
Yeah, wait, what?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's actually the Perry Christie. I kind of feel like it is, because so
I kind of feel like it is too.
So basically,
me too. I get that too.
Bahamas stem cell laws, the Nygaard breakthrough. Created in 2014. This video is basically a PR video, like a poorly, poorly, poorly made PR video for Nygaard's stem cell tech. And it opens with a quote from Nygaard that says,
"Oh, sorry,
change
before the quote,
is hard."
It uploads with the music from The Matrix, Club to Death.
Yes.
And it goes dung, 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 dung.
Yeah.
Sorry, please continue.
Yeah, yeah. It opens with a quote, "Change is hard, death is harder." Peter Nygaard. That's like
that's quote. A great
right.
quote.
It's right.
It basically, the first half of the video is like a whiny chronicle of what Nygaard's PR team describes as political roadblocks to stem cell research, and then goes on to describe his partnership with a Shenzhen-based genome sequencing company called BGI.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's divided into segments, and in the segment entitled "The Right Country," Nygaard says the Bahamas are, quote, "almost like the 51st state. They are just a half an hour away from Miami." So, yeah. He goes on to say that...
What is the goal of this Finnish Canadian describing somewhere as a 51st state? A former crown colony, I might add.
Yeah, that struck me.
Where's his loyalty to the queen? the main problem.
He goes on to say that Prime Minister Christie showed incredible courage and political savvy in guiding the this law through legislature. And the voiceover goes on to state, this made me sick, man. Peter will join hands with the will of a nation, the will of a nation, and the legislating power of Bahamian government to build the world's first clinic to integrate genomic sequencing and SCNT technology free of political restriction. This will be the first of many Nygaard clinics in places like India, Thailand, and Macau. Oh. And then there's this terrible, like, shitty, like, computer Macau. Rendering. Yeah, I was wondering about the Macau thing, and I wonder if he has clothes manufactured in Macau.
Probably, yeah.
Some kind of connection. It then ends with, like, this montage of him, this grotesque, like, sinewy Nygaard playing volleyball while he talks about how he has, quote, gone from anti-aging to reverse aging. He says, I've been on stem cell therapy 4 times a year for the last 3 years, and this is 2014. So you can only imagine by the time he's arrested how much of this shit... He talks in this fucking PR thing about how he's the first person to have fetuses cloned of his own cells and then re-injected back into his body.
Come on, man.
Right?
That's too much.
Do you think he did?
So like, that coupled with computer renderings of these, like, Nygaard platforms all over Southeast Asia is just, it's fucking apocalyptic. Yeah. It's cartoon villain shit.
Yeah.
Well, I think we originally, Dan, you and I said Bond villain, but I think, Liz, you mentioned it's more of an Austin Powers villain, which I think is just very accurate.
Definitely.
Yeah, he's like, I mean, my God, man. Macau? I'm at the Nygaard Clinic in Macau getting my, I don't know, I don't even know what stem cells do. I'm getting my wrinkles done away with?
No, reverse aging.
Because, like,
reverse
stem aging. Cells basically make new, because a lot of aging happens because, like, the cells get errors in them as they copy and copy and copy and copy. Yeah. Stem cells.
Maybe yours, but I'm built different.
That's true.
They're clean, no bugs.
I didn't see your cells at the club. Funny, I didn't see your cells at the library. where it's basically, but so it's like new cells. And you know,
do you think he really cloned a fetus of himself?
I mean, I think he's probably pretty easy to trick.
I feel like he probably.
Yeah, oh, there's that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
Some technician at BGI Shenzhen is like, "Listen, Peter. What's younger than a baby? Mm-hmm. A fetus. And what if we could make a fetus that was you and put it back inside you? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that make..."
Yeah, like, I
sending you back in time genetically.
He does not... He seems like very... It's what he's so desperate for the anti-aging stuff, I think, to work, that he'll just believe anything so long as he gets to be in control of it.
Yeah.
Although, he is looking pretty bad in prison right now.
Yeah.
Not looking great, yeah. Well, from what I understand.
High key fell off.
High key fell off.
So his whole thing, right, is he wants to write this legislation so he can turn the Bahamas into the world stem cell treatment center thing. But he gets to be in control of it. That's a big thing for him. But there was behind the scenes, he was being kept in check, quote unquote, by a man named Dr. Arthur Porter, who you may remember from the Bottleman SNC-Lavalin episode as the former chief of the CSIS watchdog body, who had ended up in jail in Panama with lung cancer.
Self-diagnosed lung cancer.
Yeah, self-diagnosed.
Right?
Quote-unquote lung cancer. Wasn't it like right before they were about to drop an indictment? He's like, I'm going to die in 3 months.
Oh, shit. Well, ow, definitely ow. Lung cancer. You can tell because I'm a doctor.
I shouldn't have been smoking all these fucking... Starfruit. I don't know what cigarettes they smoke in Canada. Yeah. Starfruit.
Right. I shouldn't have been smoking all this dragon fruit.
Oh, I'm on that dragon fruit.
So basically... Perry Christie lived in the Bahamas after having moved there after having committitted a series of gigantic frauds in Canada, mainly connected to construction procurement in Montreal and SNC-Lavalin. Porter said that Christie, this is from his autobiography, that Christie was interested in stem cells for reasons other than the economic diversification of the Bahamas. Quote, Christie was something of a hypochondriac and was terrified of heart disease and cancer. Nygaard, on the other hand, seemed borderline fanatical. My job for Christie was to keep Nygaard in check.